What Radio, the music you want.
With your host, he's Dan.
Hello!
RadioWhat.com.
What's up, party people? It's Keys Dan with RadioWhat.com, DJLittleRock.com, coming to you live and in living color from the Radio What studios. And this is my podcast, What Makes You Famous? It's an extension of the RadioWhat.com internet radio station that I've been running for quite some time. And if you need DJ services, where do you go? DJLittleRock.com. Let me say that one more time. DJLittleRock.com. Check availability and get a free price quote. And maybe you can have me, yeah, me, at your next event. I like to party with the people. Today on the program, well, if you're watching the video, I think I spoiled the surprise. It's Abby Kay of Abby Kay Music. Yeah, she's on the program. So you have that to look forward to in the next minute or so. This week's shows, well, as I record this on Saturday afternoon, I have no shows tonight, but next week, I'll be at the Rab in Conway, Arkansas on Friday night. That's been going exceptionally well. We've been taking care of each other and making sure that we sanitize each other and keep distances from each other. But we're still having a great time. It's good to see the smiles of the people out there playing and being entertained. They got the great drinks and they got the great food and they have the pool tables. And the pool tournament started back up last night, Friday night. So I'm kind of excited about that. I get to see my pool players back at the Rab. So yes, it's good to have some sense of normalcy, still knowing that there's this novel COVID-19 coronavirus out there that's, hopefully history will show that it's not quite as bad as we thought it was. But it's good that we were cautious, that we took precautions. And, you know, maybe locking down the whole world wasn't the right thing to do, but maybe it was. Maybe it was. You know, I know people have lost their lives, but hey, that's a whole nother story. It's okay not to be okay, which is the song that we're primarily here to talk about. I got Abby Kay, and let's go ahead and Skype Abby Kay now. All right, just getting all my video equipment set up here as we record. Look at you. It's Abby Kay out there in the wild, wild west.
How's that?
Oh, now we've got you. There you are.
Okay, I think we're resolved.
Yay. All right, now back to where you were. Let's see, how is that affecting your lifestyle now that people are stuck indoors? I think you mentioned that your husband was working, and I think that's when you got cut off. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just been, I think like everybody, we've just taken this new way of life and we have had to embrace it in the most graceful way possible, which, you know, sometimes isn't very graceful. But with that being said, I think there have been so many silver linings to this part of our lives that none of us have ever seen or experienced. Unless you're in your 90s and you experienced a previous pandemic. But I do think it's been a really positive yet challenging period of time, probably for most people who are used to kind of branching out and going off and having your personal life and communications and social interactions with your day-to-day jobs, and then being forced and confined to only do it with four people and two dogs. It's great.
Now, Abby Kay, your song, all right, let's go through your song because it's very timely.
Yeah.
And you have mentioned some things that are really part of the song. It's okay not to be okay. And that hook is just fantastic. I know I'm not going to try to sing that hook. You're going to sing it.
Okay not to be okay.
You just sent little shivers down my spine. Now, all right, give credit where credit is due. Who is in that video? How did that video come about? How did that song come about, first of all? Because it's like all about the now. It's really only like, it can't be more than months old, maybe even weeks old. When did that come about?
Well, believe it or not, it's just one of those songs that kind of was prescient, kind of a moment in time that I experienced when I wrote the song, which was weeks. I mean, a mere weeks before the pandemic broke out. I was actually on tour on the West Coast in California promoting my last record. And that was about the end of January. And I did a lot of driving. It was a solo tour. So it was me, my guitar, and I in a car. And lots of radio listening, lots of NPR. At the time, believe it or not, it was the hearings, the congressional hearings for the, God, I'm sorry. My words aren't coming to me. For the impeachment. So at the time this song was written, that was what people were obsessing about. So, as I was, driving along the tour, I had actually gone to a place where songwriters congregate annually and almost like songwriting camp. And the song originated there. That is where I wrote it. It was a songwriting experiment. And I won't get into the details of how the song was written exactly, but that is where It's Okay Not to Be Okay originated. So when I came home, and about 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, top, the outbreak occurred, and I found myself in a very scary, dark place, probably like a lot of the world. And it was a time where I kind of reached in pretty far, and lots of sliding doors and connections occurred in order to make this song happen. The song was recorded in complete quarantine, so it was done safely with no masks, both on the producer's end and in the engineer, Jonathan Plum, who we did this all virtually, that's really how it happened. And I am very grateful to him. And the video was the other part, that piece that I worked on quite a bit. I reached out to my fans. I reached out to you guys, and I said, please send me a video clip. And all I gave was the title of the song, and I received over 80. And we couldn't use them all. The song isn't long enough, but it was just such an experience. So many emotions and so many ways of connecting with people going through the exact same thing at the exact same time from all over the world. And that was our goal in the video. I know every single person in that video, in the video. Some people I've never met, but I know them, because they have been following me and connecting with me for years, some of them. But, it was really, I don't even know if I did it for any other reason than to get through the period of time that we were going through. And so I made it happen and decided that it needed to be released.
No, that's amazing that you had all your fans show you the love based on solely a title. Now, the seedlings of this song were pre-pandemic. It was something that you've been thinking about for some time, I'm guessing. What was the initial, I mean, did you come up with the title, or did you have a feeling? What was it that was the seed of this song? And this is what, December, you said?
End of January.
Oh, of this year. Why? Just before the pandemic, just before it all fell apart. Okay, so January of this year, what was the initial seed that said it's okay not to be okay?
Oh, the feeling of the world that we're living in. I am a person that speaks, as I say, I speak for the trees, Dan. I believe in equality. I believe in inclusivity, and I believe in that love always wins. And I'm also a realist in the fact that life is not a bowl of big cherries all the time. But I think when the song was created, I was in a place of real fear that the world was not about the things that I live and breathe for. So it was my cry. It was my cry to the world that we are all not okay right now. But it is okay. And it's going to be okay because there's always a way out of the dark.
It sounds like you're thinking the way a lot of people are thinking. You know, I see the people on the right and I see the people on the left, and most people are right down the middle. Most people want the exact mm-hmm. same things: roof over the head, mm-hmm. food on the plate, a little money in the pocket, and, you know, and that's what people want. But I see an administration that's tearing apart the base factors and the human. Well, you're talking about, you speak for the trees. And for those that aren't watching the video, you're amongst the trees. And I see a lot of greenery, and it makes me feel so good that there's greenery around that's giving you air. There's, you know, the trees give you oxygen, and all that needs to be protected. And the people need to be protected as well. And I see an administration that's kind of more for the companies, for the big businesses, the corporations, the ones that are spitting out the smog. And oddly enough, once this pandemic started, some of those corporations had to shut down. And should I say thank you, coronavirus, because the air is cleaner? And, you know, and you saying that you've been to Los Angeles, I talked to a lot of my friends in Los Angeles. They say the smog is cleared. And people in China have reported that the smog has cleared. So, you know, we need to take care of our planet. And I think a lot of people are going to be staying home. I don't know where my train of thought is going, but you've swelled up so many feelings in me with this. I speak for the trees, just that little statement alone, and you being amongst the trees and me seeing your face and hearing the song. There's what are your thoughts on any of this that I've been talking about, Abby Kay? Because it's amazing to talk to you. And
thank you.
I want to hear your views.
Oh, well. I really try hard not to jump on the political bandwagon, although it's been hard not to. I just have a very hard time looking up to people who do not value humanity and kindness. And I don't feel that that's where we are today. Actually, I take that back. I don't feel like our government is exactly in that line, but I do feel the people of this country on the majority really do want good. People want peace. People want that. And like you said, Dan, three most important things that we all have, right? That make us react in negative ways. If there's no food, if there's no shelter, the basics in life, there's no health care, there's no one to go to when you're sick. Those are all, we all just need to kind of focus back in on what are the most important things that we all have and need, and then kind of go from there. So I just am feeling much better today than I was when I wrote the song, if you really want to know the truth. I feel like the hope, I'm at a stage of a more hopefulness, seeing the world. You know, I live in Seattle, and there is quite, you know, with the Black Lives Matter movement going on right now, it's hard to ignore it. And, it's very important. And I am a complete supporter of equal rights and, opportunities for everybody. And I do hope that came through in the video, because it was so important to me.
Oh, my goodness. The visuals in that video alone, so timely. And you know, the song was written in January, but you know, the visuals in that have been from January until just about, well, almost yesterday. You know, I don't know when exactly the video was completed and completely edited. But from, I mean, this year, 2020, when 2019 was ending and 2020 was beginning, you know, all the 2020 was thinking, oh, it's going to be a year of clarity. It's going to be a year of change, and people reflecting on the good. And yes, I am with you. I do believe that most people in this world are good people, You know, it can't be just those buckos that are out there on Twitter just throwing out hate, including the one way on top that's throwing out the most hate. Oh my goodness, I see his tweets and I just I have to put my head in my hands and say, did he really tweet that? Did he really tweet that he's going to send the army out to Seattle where you are and wipe the place out if they don't straighten up? No, he didn't do it. Yes, he did. He actually did. That was not an SNL skit. That was real. That was something real. Instead of unifying.
And I will say, for everybody concerned and who doesn't live here to see it, I mean, it's a very peaceful, very peaceful. I know there's been, rioting and looting, and there have been some negative parts to this, but overall, this is a very peaceful movement. So I don't know what he's talking about. So I just kind of laugh. I have no other reaction than disbelief.
Right. I mean, you have to. Did that really, was that comedy? Is he a comedian? Is a joker? But and then clearing out a path from the White House to the church across the street. People just peacefully holding up signs and tear gassing. And I know he's got to have some good in him. He has an idea of how to run the country and what he wants out of this, but I'm not sure what it is. We need unity. We need a message of unity. And that's what the It's Okay Not to Be Okay song really does.
Thank
bring
you.
That,
thank you.
That idea of unity, just even the hook. Let you know, hey, you know what? You're going through some struggles, and it's not just this time. People all over, of all times have gone through struggles. And yes, I believe that this is the safest time ever in the history of the world. We generally have safety, at least in this country, that we have safety. The unfortunate events that have happened and the most recent events of George Floyd being, I have to say allegedly, but murdered. Right in front of us. It's frightful. It's heart wrenching. My heart is wrenched, and this song just, I hope it brings people together. I really do. Abby Kay.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
But it's nice to talk to you. You're very thoughtful. You mentioned that you listen to NPR. I have that stuck. I think every setting is NPR in my car. No matter which button I press, it's NPR. And I know I have to listen to the other side as well. CNN and Fox News.
Look, everybody is entitled. That's the beauty of our country. You are entitled to your opinions and your views. And I am happy to sit down and have a conversation about it. But when you're not being fed the truth. Now, remember my last record, the whole truth. That's what my whole tour was about, was the whole truth. So the truth isn't always very pretty, but let's look at the truth and then let's kind of come together like humans, human to human, and talk about it and make sense of it. That's where I have the trouble with what's going on here. It's the dissemination of the information.
Yeah, I think it's there's a few on the far right and there's a few on the far left, but most of us are down the middle. I've said it before on this podcast where you pick a little bit from column A and a little bit from column B and let's have a meal right down the middle. That's where most people live. And you can't listen to all these people that are screaming from the left and right. But it's so hard when it's in your face. If you watch CNN, they're screaming from this side. If they watch Fox News, they're screaming from this side. It's good to have a thoughtful conversation. I love that I have this platform where I can have long form conversations with individual people that may or may not be like minded, but they're giving views on why they think the way they do. And Abby Kay, mm-hmm. I'm getting your views right now on this particular occasion. And I'm so glad for it. And I'm better for it because you are a thoughtful person. And not, you put those thoughts into song. So you have records out there that really express what you've been feeling throughout your life. You know, you've been doing this a long time, and I won't say how long. You look 22 to me. I mean, yeah, you whippersnapper. Right. Youngin, I'm 51. Everybody looks like a kid to me. But you know, I'm so glad that you're out there, and so glad that you're doing this. And but you said you had fans, and 80 of which that took the time to make little videos. Now, who made the cut? Let's go back to that song. It's okay not to be okay. Who made the cut on that video? Can you remember some names? Because I like to give credit where credit is due, Abby Kay.
Oh, absolutely. I'll give you all the names. I'm just going to pull it up because there were so many.
That's cool. She's got them listed.
I have them on my face. Well, you know what? I thanked every single one on my Facebook page yesterday.
Cool. Oh, that's so cool. See, you are in touch with the fans, and that's a wonderful thing.
Oh, I do. I love talking to people that listen to my music. It's very important to me. Let's see. All right, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Jennifer Muscatel, Julie Lift, Josh Marcus, Lana Richards, Stuart McNevin, Ruth Miarski, Carolyn Stone, Toby Klein Marcus, and Mike Marcus, Andy Rue Forrest, Alana Long, Tiffany, Susan Marcus, Bonnie Kate, Kunwar Singh, AJ Taylor, Jared Marcus, Leslie Silvestri, Tom Humphrey, Andrew Goldberg, Jenny Harrison, Michael Lill, Brian Marcus, Jesse Herring, Amber Cray, Brian Marshall, Neil Chasen, Scott and Cindy Rockfeld, Patsy Samuels, Amy Schiffman, and Roger Ainsley, my poster child.
I think I shared that post on my Facebook page, and then just now, over the last hour or so, I actually went in and found you on the YouTube. Now, that write-up that you had in Scope, how did that come about? I'm not familiar with Scope magazine, but it was a wonderful write-up.
Thank you.
How did that come about?
Thank you. Oh, well, you know, my little angels in the background are finding, you know, the funny thing about when you release music is how do you get it out into the world? And the types of, you know, thank you to you, Dan, for what you do, because you are the stork that create these amazing, really relevant and important platforms for us to come on and talk about our music and then share it to the world. So the job we have is to find more Dans and who's listening to the music and the music that matters, or the music that is relevant to my purpose of writing and sharing. So thank you, but that is essentially how we find it. And it's changing all the time. I can't even keep up with half the changes from month to month. There's so many. So it's a job. It's a full-time job.
Well, Abby Kay, I mean, I'm just an old man who's discovering technology as it comes. I finally figured out how to do this broadcasting thing. And anyone that wants to learn, once you become get to a certain age, and once you get some kind of knowledge, your job then is to become a teacher. And that's what I'm doing. If anybody wants to make a podcast or learn how to do the videos that I'm doing, hey, I encourage you. And this way, you can promote other people as well. We should be promoting each other. And, you know, when I was younger, when I was in my late teens and my early 20s, I thought the only way to make it up the ladder was to step on people on the way down. And I wasn't the worst person looking back, but I remember I wasn't helping people up that ladder as much as I should be. And you have to uplift people. And the younger and younger that you figure that out, the more people that you're going to be uplifting on the way up that ladder. And I'm so glad to be able to help artists such as yourself, Abby Kay, and other artists as well. But, you know, and then you have your fans that are pushing you up as well, you know, that are sharing you on their social media, making sure that you get those hits. And this way, you know, you can make a living, you know, doing the thing that's helping other people, which is uplifting them, saying it's okay not to be okay, to coin the phrase of your song as well. I mean, I see you out in the setting. You're out in the beautiful, you know, you're this corner of your compound, I guess is a bigger word to use, the Abby Kay compound. And
that's a nice way to put it. Oh, that's a goodness. Very generous generous and glamorous way to put it. So thank you.
Well, I'm guessing just to your left or to your right, there's chaos going on in that house.
Right there.
In that domicile. Yes.
Like that wall.
Enjoy the chaos. Enjoy the people that are home with you, because they are inspiring you. You're inspiring others because of their inspiration for you. I feel that love, you know, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that you have, you know, a husband and you have your children that are providing that love, that base that you need to keep you happy as a human, Abby Kay. You're making me feel good. See?
I'm so happy. That's awesome, Dan. This is just such a breath of fresh air.
Hey, well, take it. You're in the fresh air, so sniff it in right now. Breathe in through the nose. I just got the room, the studio air. No, it's starting to smell like a foot in here. I need to get outside where you are. You know, I'm here in central Arkansas. It's pretty green. I'm from Miami, Florida, where it was all blue and ocean, and the Florida Keys was all blue and ocean, and now my life is green. Just like yours in the Pacific Northwest.
Yes, it's wonderful. Isn't it wonderful, the green?
It is, speaking for the trees. All right. I mean, I've taken a little bit of your time. People know about the Abby Kay music site. I've put it underneath your picture. If you look at the video, you're going to see, Abby Karp, Abby Kay Music. Where do you want people to find you, Abby Kay? And if there's anything else you want to explore, you can talk about it now.
Oh, sure. Oh, thank you. Please definitely follow me. I'm on Twitter under Abby Kay Music. My website is Abby Kay Music. Instagram. I mean, people, Facebook, under Abby Kay. But if you have questions, if anyone has questions, I have fans. I don't want to plug the next one, Dan, but the next song was a fan of mine sent me a poem. And I was so moved that I asked him if I could turn it into a song. So I have these very, you know, social media is only what you make of it. And I say that carefully because that is how I have been able to connect with so many people that helped me create It's Okay Not to Be Okay. So please follow me, say hi, whatever you want. I'm a human being. Apparently I'm a boomer. That's the term that my kids call me these days, and I'm not.
No, I don't think we're nearly boomers. We're Generation X.
I know, but they seem to not understand that. Well, hilarious.
If you remember, with perspective, anybody over 20 was, you're ancient.
Exactly. And
it's funny that you mentioned that you had this poem out there that you never know where you're going to get the inspiration. Wasn't Tom's Diner originally a poem that got taken?
You know what? Probably. Is that what were you talking? Woody Guthrie? Who is that? Who wrote it? No.
Now I got to look up Tom's Diner. It was a song that came out.
Yeah. No, it's a great song. I'm just blanking.
Susan Vega. Susan Vega. Susan Vega.
Susan Vega.
And I'm not sure. Well, okay. Let's see. Tom's written in 82. I'm just looking it up right now. But original version, remix, Giorgio Moroder. You can look it up. Tom's Diner. Okay. You can correct me. Correct me if I'm wrong. But that was a poem that Susan Vega said, hey, that would make a great song. And Abby Kay, you found inspiration from one of your fans as well. Here's a poem. I can make that into a song. That's what you do. That's what you do as a creator. That's what you've been doing. Yeah. And I'm so happy for it. And the world is better for it because Abby Karp is in the world. Yes.
Oh, thank you, Dan.
Abby Karp Music.
Right back at you. Come follow me. Check me out.
All right. As we finish this off, let's have some last words for the people. Could be some words that you live by or just whatever pops into your head at this moment in time. Abby Kay, Abby Kay Music, last words for the people.
Wow. Last words I would say is to be kind. Always be kind because you never know the struggle the person is dealing with. And being kind is never, you can never be wrong with being kind.
Well, there you have it, party people. It's okay not to be okay. Abby Kay, Abby Karp, Abby Kay Music. Look her up, find her, and take a listen to that song. It's out there on YouTube. And I'm sure it'll be streaming as well. So if you can stream it, hopefully she gets a couple pennies out of it and gets to help feed her family while she's entertaining you and uplifting you. You, the loyal listener, you, the fan. And I'm so appreciative that she's getting the feedback from people. Because if you think about it, those 80 people or so that sent her those videos, there's got to be so many more that were so afraid to send any kind of video. You know, the 80 could equate to 80,000 people that are potentially listening to her and feeling her music and her feelings as well. And it's so nice to have an Abby Kay out there in the world that can, well, and I know there's others, but it's an Abby Kay out there in the world that can take those feelings and put them into song and send them out into the world as a message, as an uplifting message to those out there. Ah, so nice. And I'm so glad that I have this technology. If you're listening to the audio version of this only, I encourage you to step out to the YouTube page that I have. It's the Keys Dan YouTube page. I think the header is radiowhat.com at this time. So take a look at that and you'll get to see Abby Kay's smiling face as we were talking today on this Saturday afternoon. She's out there in her greenery. I need to go out. I need to step out into the world, get myself some vitamin D and try to harbor off, you know, get some good exercise, get some good vitamin D and try to stave off any infections, any diseases. All right. That's, you know, you stay healthy. And me, I know I'm quite a few pounds overweight. So I need to drop some of these LBs and make sure that I keep myself healthy and living a long time for my family and my friends and for the people that I get to uplift on this What Makes You Famous podcast. Thank you, Abby Kay, for being a part of the show once again. And yes, if you haven't listened to the longer conversation that I had with her last year, I encourage you to check the feed and find Abby Kay out there on the What Makes You Famous feed. All right, that's it for this edition of What Makes You Famous. If you'd like to tell your story, I encourage you to give me a call at 501-470-6386 or email info@radiowhat.com. That's it for me. It's Keys Dan, radiowhat.com, djlittlerock.com. Peace. I'm out of here.
If you like what you hear, follow What Makes You Famous social media. Use the hashtag What Makes You Famous. Follow on Facebook at What Makes You Famous. Follow on Instagram at What Makes You Famous. Follow on Twitter at Makes Famous. And follow on YouTube at Keys Dan. Leave What Makes You Famous podcast a review and subscribe. Listen to What Makes You Famous podcast on Podbean, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, and almost anywhere you find podcasts. Tell your story on my podcast, What Makes You Famous. Call 501-470-6386 and leave a message to set up a time. You can support What Makes You Famous using the PayPal link, paypal.me/KeysDan. Email info@radiowhat.com. What Makes You Famous podcast is a production of Keys Dan Enterprises Incorporated at KeysDan.com. Thank you for listening.
Radio What, the music you want, with some great quotes.
Too much sanity may be madness. Miguel de Cervantes Saavedra.
The music you want, radiowhat.com.
This is Keys Dan.
And this is Shelly G.
And you're listening to
radiowhat.com.